We're at the Cattle Industry Convention in Tampa this week. We're in the NCBA trade show here at the John Deere display. We're going to talk with Laura Cobb, who is in marketing for balers with John Deere. Laura, let's talk about balers, and you have a fairly new unit here that you're talking about.
Yes, we just came out with the new 9 Series round baler in August, introduced it to our dealers, and our customers have been able to start ordering it. It's a great new product. A lot of people come up to the show and they ask, well, what's different about it? It looks the same to me. We basically made the 8 Series round baler better. And I know a lot of people are thinking, how can you make it better? Well, we put bigger components on it, bigger shafts, bigger bearings. We redesigned how the pickup drives. We redesigned how the output shaft actually drives the machine. We put diamond chain on it, and everybody that's heard of diamond chain knows that that's a quality brand of chain. So we basically wanted to make sure that those few things that maybe customers didn't like about it or just needed that longer uptime in the field, that's what we improved on it. And then we even went above and beyond that and have a new premium lineup. And the premium balers add the new technology of tractor baler automation, which basically allows the operator to sit in the seat. The gate opens and closes on its own. The tractor drives, and it'll stop on its own. And then there's other technology with even bigger components on the premium. So a lot of new features for them that you just can't see them from the outside, but from the inside, we went bigger and better.
Sure. So what are some of the challenges that people face in the haying side, and how does your baler address those?
Productivity is probably the number one thing. Customers have a very little time in the day to put up hay, and they need to know that the machine is going to work. They're not going to be sitting in the shop trying to replace components because they've wore out, or it's just knowing that the service time that it takes for them to get the baler ready for the field maybe doesn't have to happen as often because we made the grease intervals last longer or things like that. The other thing that's really hard on producers is making sure that they can get up the hay in the short little window that they sometimes have before it rains. So we offer silage models to be able to put up wet hay if they're never able to get it dried down like they need to, and then they can plastic wrap it. So we like to know that we have a complete lineup, 13 models, to make sure that we meet every customer's needs.
And we've seen a lot more baling of corn residue and corn stalks. Works for this too?
Yeah, the biomass industry has really starting to take off, and especially with corn stalk residue, and even just for guys that we've been in a drought and they've been needing to use corn stalks as an additive for feed. The new premium machines are really what that corn stalk baling is all about. It's a heavy-duty machine. It's got bigger components in the pickup, bigger components throughout the baler. It's going to last for that customer that's going to put that really abrasive corn stalk crop through their machine. They know that they've got the peace of mind to make it last, along with the fact that the premium balers have a 2-year, 12,000 bale warranty, which is more than the others, so they know they're going to make sure that everything's covered for them.